This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Lyle Madeline Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M, Lyle, L-Y-L-E, Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. Date of birth is 7/20/1942. Date of service is 8/4/2022. Ms. Ingram is a very pleasant 80-year-old female with history of COPD, current tobacco smoker, history of TIA. Thyroid disease and cataracts, who presented to the emergency room at Sparrow Hospital with complaints of sharp pain under the rib cage, also complaining of cough as well as shortness of breath, but some chills but no fevers. She was evaluated in the emergency room, had a chest x-ray done, which did reveal interstitial as well as hazy opacities in both lungs, right greater than left. CT scan was recommended, but patient refused. Patient was admitted to the hospital with acute respiratory failure with hypoxia, right lower lobe pneumonia, and acute COPD exacerbation, also uncomplicated UTI. She was initiated on Rocephin and doxycycline. Her kidney function also slightly elevated. Her hemoglobin was low. She was given frequent nebulized breathing treatments, continued on medications. She subsequently wanted to leave and was discharged and admitted to the Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complain of being weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She does complain of shortness of breath with any exertion. Activity has been requiring oxygen. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness, or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever, or chills. On examination, general past medical history has been significant for TIA, history of COPD, thyroid disease, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, cataract removal, cholecystectomy, eye surgery, and laparoscopy surgery for endometriosis. Social history, smoking. She's a current day, everyday smoker, has been smoking for almost 60 years. Alcohol, none. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have respiratory system. She does complain of shortness of breath. She does have a cough. She does have history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of UTI, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pain, history of generalized weakness, history of degenerative joint disease. Neurological, she does have history of TIA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. All of the musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pains, history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs scattered bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression, number one, acute exacerbation of COPD. Next, right lobe pneumonia. Next, history of acute respiratory failure with hypoxia, oxygen requiring. Next, uncomplicated UTI. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of TIA. treatment plan, discuss with the patient about her symptoms. She'll continue current medications. She'll consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluid. We'll work with physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Georgia Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Georgia, G-E-O-R-G-I-A. Date of birth is 5-6-1930. Date of service is 8-4-2022. Ms. Collins is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is doing better. She does complain of feeling weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. History of COVID-19. Next. Left hip fracture, status post-hemiarthroplasty. Next, advanced dementia. Next, history of fall. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of tremor. Next, peripheral arterial disease. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. Will continue with the Decadron, decreasing dose schedule. Continue other medications. She has been started on citalopram. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ashley McPeak. Date of birth is Ashley McPeak, M-C-P-E-A-K, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 7-21-1944. Date of service is 8-4-2022. Mr. McPeak is in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing well and has been stable. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, status post left foot hallux amputation. Next, peripheral arterial disease. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of permanent pacemaker placement. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, history of pulmonary hypertension. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. Will continue current medications. Continue to work with PTOT. Monitor his blood sugars. Encourage him to eat better. Avoid any sweets. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Clifford Lush, L-U-S-H, Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/26/1953. Date of service is 8/5/2022. Mr. Lush is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing better, has been stable, denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, sitting up in his wheelchair, no other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no other issues, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of fall. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. Continue current medications, encourage him to eat better, do some exercises, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Bernice Coles, C-O-L-E-S. Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E, date of birth is 12/21/1920, date of service is 8/5/2022. Ms. Coles is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's sitting up in her chair. She states that she'd been doing better. Her cough has improved. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She states that the wound on her back is improving. She has, the nurse has been coming to change the dressings. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to lungs, scattered bronchi, both bases. Diminished breath sounds, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression number one. Pneumonia, next. Decubital ulcer, next. Hypertension, next. Hyperlipidemia, next. Congestive heart failure, next. DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Continue with antibiotics, continue incentive spirometry and breathing treatments. We'll continue other medications. And she is encouraged to ambulate herself. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. We'll repeat x-ray in a couple of weeks. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Albert Burkett, B-U-R-K-E-T-T, Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 10/9/1942. Date of service is 8/4/2022. Mr. Burkett is seen in 8/5/2022, Mr. Burkett is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that overall he is doing well. He does complain some weakness. He denies any complaints of chest pain, he denies any shortness of breath, he denies any palpitations, he denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. And he has been following up with Dr. Susan Lyons, who is her hematologist. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Next, diagnosis is monoclonal gammopathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, chronic kidney disease. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about his symptoms. We'll continue current medications. Can he work with PTOT? We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Period. End of dictation.